Ruth.
Oh, my friends. I don't hear you coming. How are you?
We are very well. Thank you.
Mama Mango.
You can take your seat.
Thank you, Mama Mango.
Do you like the fruits that I have stocked at my shop?
Yes, Mama Mango.
That's nice to hear. But do you know the names of these fruits?
I can try to name them.
Okay, go ahead.
This fruit here are oranges. Those are pineapple. Those one are papaya. And those one are...
Those are avocado fruits.
Wow, I love the fact that you can name these fruits. So, we are going to play a game with these fruits.
Yes! We love games, Mama Mango!
This game is to test and see our ability to memorize information to use within the short time. Now, the game we are going to play is about the fruits you see here. All you have to do is listening and pay attention.
Shall we eat the fruits while we play the game?
No. If you please me today, every single one of you will get a fruit from me at the end.
Okay, Mama Mango.
So, we have here oranges, pineapple, papaya, and avocado fruits.
Yes, Mama Mango.
I want you to tell me, which one of these fruits grow on trees? Who can start?
Me, Mama Mango.
Okay, tell me an answer.
Avocado fruits grow on trees. For some, you have to first climb the tree to harvest the fruit.
That's correct. Next.
Papaya. Papaya tree also grow tall, and you have to climb it first to get the fruit.
That's correct. Another one.
Oranges. Oranges also grow on trees.
That's also correct. So, which one of these fruit do not grow on trees?
Pineapple do not grow on trees.
I'm impressed by your response. Clap for yourselves. Yeah. You realize that you were able to get information about this fruit. It's always good for you to pay attention to what you are being told things so that you don't forget. So, now we are going to listen to what is happening to our friends Omot and Ajulu. Please pay attention. I'll ask you a question afterwards.
Yes, Mama Mango.
Omot, why did you ask Mama for her phone number?
Ajulu, I just needed to have my mother's phone contact. That's all.
But you don't have a phone. Why would you need people's phone numbers?
Ajulu, I don't have to own a phone to have people's phone numbers.
When do you use the contacts?
You never know. Anytime.
I think you are wasting your time.
Ajulu, I'm not wasting time. It is very important to have a contact of someone who takes care of you.
Oh, you mean for purpose of being safe?
Yes, of course. Like when you get lost, it can help a lot if you have a phone contact of your parent.
Oh, I see. That means that I have to remember my mother's phone number too.
Believe me, Ajulu, you need it.
Okay, since Mama told you the phone number, you also tell it to me.
I hope I can recall it.
But Mama has just told it to you. Have you forgotten that fast?
It is 0972489. Wait. I forget the last three digits.
Come on, Omot. You cannot have forgotten the number that fast.
Ajulu, the digits are 10 in total. It's not easy to remember them at once.
Come on. You can try again.
It is 0972489. Ajulu, I really cannot remember the last digits.
What is happening? Omot, what are you forgetting?
Your phone number.
But I have told it to you a few minutes ago.
Mama, the digits are many. It's not easy to recall them at once.
Mama, how can we be able to remember all those digits? For our safety. We need to be able to recall your phone number off-head.
Okay. I know it's not easy to get it off-head immediately, but you can do it in turns.
How?
The digits are turning numbers. You can group them in groups. We call this strategy chunking because remember it in chunks.
Are you saying that we can have a pattern of 4 digits, then 3 digits, and then 3 digits?
That's it. Like this. 0917, that's group 1. 24, 8. And then the last 3 digits.
That is a simple way to recall your phone number. So, can you write it for us in this piece of paper? And we use it to learn the numbers?
Yes, of course. Give me a pen.
Did you all pay attention to Omot and Ajulu's story?
Yes, Mama Mango!
So, who among of you can easily recall the parents' or guardians' phone number?
I can't.
I know it off-head.
You see? Some of you know it, while others don't. Like you hear? It's very good to remember a phone number of your parent or guardian. It can help you when you get lost.
We are going to learn it, Mama Mango.
You should. And that's why we are learning about how we can store information and be able to recall it and use it in short time. So, we are going to learn to a short song. I expect you to remember the words in short time. Okay, here we go. When they told me things, I listened carefully.
When they told me things, I listened carefully.
And pay full attention, so I remember all.
And pay full attention, so that I remember all.
Now, let us sing it once together.
When they told me things, I listened carefully and pay full attention so that I remember all.
Oh, yes. Wow. I am happy that you are able to remember the word of this song within such a short time. This is very good practice. And it will help you in what you do in your daily life. Being able to listen, pay attention, and remember things with a short time. My name is Mama Mango. Thank you for listening and playing with me. Each one will have a fruit from me as you go home. See you once again. Bye-bye.
ይህ ፕሮግራም በኢንተርናሽናል ሬስኪው ኮሚቴ ተዘጋጅቶ በፕሌይ ማተርስ ፕሮጀክት እና በሌጎ ፋውንዴሽን ትብብር የቀረበ ነው።